This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A group of Uber and Lyft drivers who serve Denver International Airport are planning to strike to protest what they say are unfair wages and other policies. A leader of the Colorado Independent Drivers United expects several hundred gig drivers to participate. The strike could affect those headed to or returning from the airport today. With snow in the mountains, there's a risk of avalanches. Liz Riggs-Meter works for the avalanche education nonprofit ARRI. She says avalanche safety classes aren't just for skiers. Snowshoers, climbers, and hikers can also end up in avalanche terrain.
If you're anywhere outside of a ski area or off a highway, there is the potential that you could be exposing yourself to avalanche hazards.
Avalanche safety classes are held across the state through April, and the Colorado Avalanche Information Center has up-to-date information on avalanche conditions. The famous Stanley Hotel in Estes Park is hosting its 20th annual Crystal Ball on New Year's Eve. The historic hotel rings in the new year with supper at 5 or 7 and a party starting at 9 p.m., which includes live music from Photon and Fashion Nation DJs. And this is CPR News in KRCC. More snow headed to western Colorado. A quick passing storm will bring up to 3 inches to the northern mountains tonight. More wider spread snow likely early next week.